Okay, so this should be the last of the series of Shiurim on Kiddushin and Mamzerim. I should have waited. Okay, we introduced the laws of Mamzer by talking about what generates a Mamzer, whether in terms of the prohibited relationships or in terms of inheriting Mamzer status. We then shifted to talk about who a Mamzer is entitled to marry. And we talked about the Psule Kahal, we talked about the Shivcha. Next week, God willing, we'll talk about the Mamzer marrying the Petsuva Daka, which is really a topic in its own right. And then we started on the topic of investigation and disclosure. And when someone wants to get married, what sort of checking do they need to do? We started out by saying there's a category where there's no error whatsoever, no one is saying anything negative. There's no reason to think that there's anything wrong, and the family has some kind of a chezkas kashrus. They're assumed to be okay because they're known in the community, and yet no one said anything terrible. And we dealt with that case, and more or less ended up saying, so no, there's no reason to have to check. We dealt with the case of the new family, somebody who just shows up and they have no standing and they're not known. I finished all of my printed copies. If you want to sit next to someone to share, that might be an option. Yeah.
I can pull mine out.
Okay. Thank you. So we said if they're brand new, then indeed there are poskim who say that investigation is going to be required. They're not covered under the Chezkas Kashrus idea. And then we talked about Iror. And Iror was subject to some debate. We had the view of the Rambam. Rambam said Iror means that we actually have two Edim who say that a Mamzer was mixed into the family. That may even include that a Suffolk Mamzer was mixed in. We'll talk about that more shortly. That was Rambam's Shita. Whereas Rashi's Shita was that it's two Edim who say that there is a rumor. We have heard it said that there's something going on with a Mamzer, but that's all the evidence that we have. That's what we're working from. So in the case of Iror, Raham Bar Groya in the Gemara and Kiddushin Ayin Vav on the base said that there is an obligation to check before marrying into that family, and we said checking seems to be relatively light. The Rishalmi had asking among his female relatives, the Chazon Ish saying, we want Edim, but just to certify that there's a Chazon Kashrus, not to certify they actually know anything. They didn't check the family members and find out here's their lineage and here's the parents' ksuba and everything else. They just say, no, we know that these people are okay. We also discussed whether Iror would trigger an obligation to check potential husbands, or are we still going with the assumption that when you're dealing with males, everybody knows the problems in their lineage because of the way people fight. But that brings us to our last category, and the one that I certainly had the hardest time understanding until I realized it seems to be a machlokas we showed him with a twist added to it. And I was kind of surprised. I didn't look very hard to find someone write an article about this. It's not like I hunted under every rock to find what everyone's written on it. But I feel like there should be an article somewhere that says what I believe to be true and what I summarized in the table that's at the top of your sheet, which is that the whole discussion that we're going to have of Mishpacha Shenitma'a is subject to a Machlokes, Rambam, and Rashi with a twist from the Chazon Ish. Someone really ought to have written this up somewhere, and I just probably just didn't notice it. But here's the deal. We had the category of Iror, where we said you have to investigate. And then we have the category of Mishpacha She'nitma'a, a family in which a Mamzer is mixed in. And we already asked the question last week, if the Rambam believes that Iror is where there are two Edim who say that there was a Mamzer who was mixed in, what's the difference between that and Mishpacha Shenitma? And the answer is going to be, the Rambam believes there is no difference. Rashi believes there's a difference. But the Rambam believes there is no difference. However, the Gemara has two different statements, one regarding Iror, one regarding Mishpacha Shenitma. That's because the Rambam believes that the line in the Gemara about Mishpacha Shenitma is not halacha. It's simply a prediction of what will happen in the time of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's where the difference comes in. Yeah, go ahead.
Why does the Rambam in his very video then quote that Gemara as a halachic Gemara?
He doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't. I'm telling you now he doesn't. I'll tell you what. We'll go through the shir, and you'll see that he doesn't.
Okay.
Thank you. Then you will tell me I'm wrong after an hour, but that's okay. But he doesn't. the difference between Iror and Mishpacha Shenidma, if you take a look at your sheet, at the table that I gave you at the top, the first line that I have there, the Rambam and the Machaber sides with him. Mishpacha Shenidma and Iror are both cases in which there are two Edim that, either a Psul or possibly a Safek Psul, got mixed into the family at some point. That's your first approach. They're both the same case. Your second line, Rashi, the Ran, the Rama, say that Iror is where there are two witnesses that there was a rumor about this family, whereas Mishpacha Shenitma is that there are two witnesses that somebody got mixed in. That seems to be the way that they approach it. And then, that's going to lead to a machlokas Rambam and the Ran about how to understand the Gemara and Mishpacha Shenitma, as we're going to have to see. The third school is the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish argues that the position of the Rambam is that Iror is where they, and he believes the Rama says this as well, Iror is where there are two witnesses to the mixture, in other words, like what we had initially for the Rambam. Mishpacha Shenitma is where there's only one witness to the mixture. One witness that Imam Zer got mixed into the family.
Meaning Mishpacha Shenitma is seemingly less grave.
Yes. Which would make sense, because I realize at this point that I actually haven't explained, I'm just assuming everybody knows, what this Gemara is talking about with Mishpacha Shenitma. The Gemara that talks about Mishpacha Shenitma has a view that says, in the case of Mishpacha Shenitma, whatever this is, moms are got mixed into the family, leave them be. We don't go tell anybody, we don't go investigate. There may be certain people who are told we'll have to talk about that, but that makes a lot of sense for the Chazon Ish. The answer is because it's only one aid. Two aidim, that's Iror, that's a more serious case. One aid, less serious. That makes a lot of sense. No, one aid means one person said. It doesn't mean this was formal, based in whatever. Correct. That's part of our discussion. Is that they write
some sort of that?
Yes.
Is it a mumzer that's a fact that there was, but we don't know who it was?
It got mixed into the family
at
some point.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it means that we know that
definitely there's a mumzer
that somebody in that particular generation, whichever it is, in the family, married a mumzer or had a child with a mumzer. Or had a relationship that produced a mamzer. But we don't know which person it is.
You don't know that it's a straight line.
Correct. We don't know that this person is a product of it. We just know that that there was a mamzer at some point in this family. It was a story around town. Everybody knew it. That somebody got themselves into trouble. That's what we're talking about.
What's Cole?
Sorry?
What's a Bezeim Shish Kol?
Bezeim Shish Kol is just that there is a rumor. Not that we can point to anybody in particular. There's just a rumor.
The one that Nitma, we can't point to someone?
No. And Nitma, we can't point to, but we know that there was someone. Kol means that when people are sitting around talking Lashon Hara, they say, yeah, do you remember that family? Yeah, there was something that happened there somewhere. Whereas the case of Nisarev is, no, I know, it was a known thing. There was so-and-so,
No, it wasn't so-and-so.
It was so-and-so maybe who got involved with the family, but we don't remember who he was with. We don't remember how this played out. We just remember that there was a thing. You have to keep in mind, this is going back to a time when you don't have email and people aren't keeping, written records all over the place such that this is going to be recorded somewhere. It was known because this family had lived in town for 12 generations. And we know that at some point, there was a mamzer in that family, but we don't have the specifics. That is considered to be more hard as evidence than this Cole, that we heard that there was something ugly happened there. Yeah.
Just to add the Yiddish expression that is during the Ongen and the Mishpucha. If you heard that there was somebody who hanged himself, that beware.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Lashon Hara Islam, that they actually worked on that.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere.
So let's go see the Gemara Mishpacha Shenitma, and then we'll build from there. The Gemara starts with Kiddushin Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph, but it's quoting a pasuk in Malachi, and I think it's worthwhile to see the pasuk in context. So take a look at source Aleph, please. Third parak in Malachi. Of course, this is the last parak in Navi. And he's describing here a time of Mashiach. And he says, Hinini Shalach Malachi, I am sending my Malach. Malach means my agent, Lavdavka angel. Ufina Derech Lefanai, he will make a path before me. Upisom Yavo Hechalo Ha'adon Asher Atem Vachshim. Umalach HaBris Asher Atem Chafeitzim. Hinei Bo Amar Hashem Tzvakos. My agent is coming. Umi Mechal Keles Yom Bo'o. And who is it who could endure the day of his arrival? Umi Ha'omeid Behera Oso. And who is it who could stand when he is revealed. He is going to purify everything. Purification sounds to me like cleansing, right? Like you're going to identify whoever's bad and get rid of them, but it could also mean you're going to clean them. They're now acceptable. That's one of our big problems, is understanding the meaning of the word mitzaher. V'yashav mitzareif u'mitzaher kasef. The one who purifies the silver. V'tihar es b'nei levi, and he will purify the levium. V'zikako sam. He will purify them like gold and silver. They will bring the gifts, the karbanos, to Hashem in righteousness. And the karbanos will be acceptable. That's your set of psukim and malachi, and I brought you the radak on it. V'yashav, he will be a shofet. He'll be like a judge. He is going to judge everybody. And if you look at the end of that first line in radak, ma'avir mimenu hasigim, he's going to remove the dross, he's going to remove the impurity, meaning, he says, the Rishon, he's not talking Yichus in his literal read of the Pasuk, right? Remember, Malachi, like many of the Nevi'im at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, and Malachi in the beginning of the second, has a lot to say about Kohanim who aren't doing their jobs, and a lot to say about Kohanim who are acting inappropriately. And so, if I were to take this in context without knowing the Gemara and Kiddushin, I would say this isn't about Yichus, this is about weeding out the Kohanim who are unworthy. Right? I mean, that's a story in Tanakh that goes all the way back to Chotni and Pinchas. The issue of Kohanim who are abusing their positions and then being weeded out and changing which families within the kahuna are actually able to serve. You could make the argument, it even goes back to Korach. I was actually at a Ha'ari yesterday at my Shmuel Shir that I really liked. That it's very interesting to see Chotni and Pinchas are weeded out, right? And the curse is delivered by Shmuel, right? Who is Shmuel's great-grandfather? Korach, right? Korach had the taina, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, right? You're taking all this power for the Kohanim. Korach is wrong. He's speaking to Moshe Aaron. But his descendant, Shmuel, is the one to cry foul on Chavni and Pinchas. There's a lot to be said for that. I'm sure that if you look in the Shara Kavanos and the Ari, you will find more about Gilgulim and Ayin Shom carefully. But in any case, the Gemara picks up on these psukim from Malachi that talk about purifying the kahuna, and take a look at Zor Zimel. Amar Bichama Bar Chanina, Kshakadosh Baruch Hu Metar Shvatim. When Hashem is Metaher the Shvatim, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina says, Metaher means, in this context, to weed out those who are no good. Shivto Shalevi Metar Tchila, he's going to start with Levi, and he quotes from what we just read in Malachi, and it says, "My Magishe Mincha Bitzdaka." What does it mean? They bring the karbanos in righteousness, in tzedaka. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tzedaka Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem performs tzedaka here. It isn't righteousness. Now we're reading it as a gift, as philanthropy, so to speak. What is Hashem's tzedaka? Shemishpacha shenitma'a nitma'a. A family that is mixed in, they get to stay. That's the idea. And then we get a story. Bimei Rabbi Pinchas, Bikshu La'asos Bavel Isa La'eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Pinchas was around, they wanted to declare that Bavel is Isa for Eretz Yisrael. What does Isa mean? Those who saw this Gemara in advance? Don't tell me dough. What does it mean?
A mixture
of yuchsin. Some good, some not so good. So Amar Lam La'avadav, he says to his avadim, I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to say two things in the base medrash, and then right after that, grab my litter, I guess he's riding on a litter, and run. So his first thing that he says is, there's no such thing, midyaraisa shchita, for birds. The zavach is only for animals. So everybody's sitting there examining this, and they're all in a tumult. What do you mean, there's no shchita deraisa for birds? The whole issue of needing shchita is a derabanan? And while they're all in a tumult about that, that, he says, and by the way, all lands are Issa for Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Issa for Babel. Eretz Yisrael is not, you can't just accept somebody from Eretz Yisrael. There's a mixture of lineages there. And they grab him in his litter, and he skedaddles, and they all come running after him, and they can't catch him. And they start to investigate. They say, oh, I guess we've established this as halacha. In terms of how this works in the halachic process, that's a good discussion for another shiur. But apparently it's taken out, because no one was able to defeat him in debate, it's taken as a principle, and they start investigating lineages. Until they get into a dangerous situation where they're going to start identifying people as mamzerim who are not going to take it so easily. The upirshu, and at that point they stop. They say, okay, enough. Rabbi Yochanan, hey chala, Rabbi Yochanan says, by the Beis HaMikdash, b'yadeinu hi. We had it in our hands to weed everybody out. Aval ma'aseh, shari gedolei hador, nitmu baba. What am I supposed to do? The gedolei hador, meaning people of strength, people of power, they're mixed into this, and we're going to get ourselves into a lot of trouble. Does that mean he's really backing down? Like, halachically, he believes their kids are mamzerim, and yet he's backing off? So the Gemara says, no. Several like Rabbi Yitzchak. He followed the view of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpacha Shenitma'a, Nitma'a. He followed Rabbi Yitzchak, who said, once they're mixed in, we don't weed them out. Amarab, which sounds like this is a practical halacha. Right? Not just some abstract idea, but a practical halacha. Amar Abaye, Afana Nami Tanena. Abaye says, I learned that too, and he gives you a story from Mishpachas Beis Tzrifa, where there was a fellow named Ben Sion, who Rashi says was a Baal Zeroa, he's a powerful man, and he distances them. Then there's another one who Ben Sion says, I want them in, I'm bringing them in. And the Gemara says, Kigon Elo Elio Balatame Ulatar Larachik Ulakarev. People like this, Elio is going to identify them. He's going to distance those who should be distanced. He's going to bring close those who should be brought close. Kigon Elu Diyadin, because these are known. Everybody knew that there was a problem with this one. Everybody knew this family was okay. That he'll do. Avo Mishpacha Shenitma'a, Nitma'a. But a family that we don't know anymore, who's who? Forget it. Leave them be. Concluding passage here, Tana Oda Cheres Haisa, there was one more family, Rashi says this is following on the Ben Sion story, Lo Ratzu Chachamim LeGalosam, the Chachamim did not want to reveal who it was. Avo Chachamim Mosrin Oso Livneihem Ulepamidein Pam Achas Bashavua. However, once every 7 years, they just sit down quietly with their Talmidim and explain, you should know, in this family, so-and-so is a mamzer. V'amrila pa'mayim b'shavua. Some said it was twice in 7 years. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, I think it's the view that says it's only once in 7 years. Because I have a brisa that says, if someone says that he will be a nazir if he does not reveal mishpachos, in other words, he's swearing that he's going to reveal mishpachos, and he says, if I don't reveal lineages, then he's going to become a nazir. The rule is, let him be a nazir. We don't want him revealing it. So that teaches us that our bias is not to reveal. If it's going to be revealed, it's going to be once in 7 years. It's not going to be twice in 7 years. Yes, Jerry?
What is this? Kiran de dosh dosh? Like, what is this?
So that's what we need to talk about. That's where we're going. Not to worry. That's why I shouted down Ezra before, because there's an awful lot to talk about here. The
mixtures in Ezra.
Sorry? Yes.
What do they do?
So Ezra identifies lineages before they make Aliyah. He identifies who is this and who is this, and that's why in Sefer Ezra you find them broken down based on here are the Kohanim, here are the Levim, here are the Kohanim who lack a Sefer Yichus, here are the Nesinim, here are the Abdei Shlomo. It's all presented there, broken down by group, because Ezra did this before they made Aliyah. So when they couldn't figure it out, they're listed that way. The Kohanim who can't prove that they're Kohanim. Yeah. So, what we're seeing here in this Gemara is that Rechav Bar Hanina starts out by saying that Hashem is going to weed people out, and then Rabbi Yitzchak saying Mishpacha Shenitma'a Nitma'a, the Mitaher must mean to call them Tahor, effectively. And Rabbi Yochanan backs off from identifying Psulim because he sides with Rabbi Yitzchak that Mishpacha Shenitma'a Nitma'a. The key thing here, and what drives the run, is that that's a practical statement. This isn't a future statement about, you know, from Malachi about what's going to be in the time of Mashiach. This is talking about what we do right now. What Rabbi Yochanan actually did. So look at the run in Source Valid. Mishpachas Beis Tzrifa, he starts in Mishpachas Beis Tzrifa, then he gives you the Ben Zion story, jump to where I bolded. Umikan and Nira Sha'af Bizman Hazeh. Mishpacha Shenitma'a Nitma'a. Even today, he says, if they're mixed in, they're mixed in. Klomar Shemisha Yodea Psula, somebody who knows a disqualification, Eino Rashay Legalosa. He's not allowed to tell people. Eliyanichena Bechezkas Hachshara. Leave it be. Let everybody assume, as they've been assuming all along, that these people are kosher. And in the future, even if it will be known, it doesn't make a difference, this family will be kosher. And the Rama takes that as psak. Take a look at hey. If there's a psul in a family and it is not publicly known, we need to define what publicly known means. We're not there yet. But if a psul is mixed into a family and it is not publicly known, you are not allowed to tell people. Not only is it we don't have to, you're not allowed to. Eliyanichena b'cheskes kashrus. You leave them with their chazaka. Shekala mishpachas shenitmu biyisrach sherim laazid lavo, because they're all going to be kasher in the future, and therefore they're kasher now. Umikomakom kasher adavar legalos letznuin, but you can tell the snuin, which we didn't get to yet. We're going to see a piece in the Ran at the end about that, but it's based on what you saw in the Gemara already about the chachamim telling their talmidim once every 7 years. So that's already your precedent for this practice. That's the position taken by the Rama, and it is ruled by the Beis Shmuel in source Vav. Because a nishma afilu im yadua l'shnayim shenitma, it should be with an ayin. It's clearly a typo in the manuscript. The shenitma be'eza mishpacha psul ain roi legalos. He says that indicates that even if two people know that there was a psul mixed into the family, you don't tell people. Commander Matzino b'shas loy megalan afagav lo yadua l'chachamim, as seen in the Gemara. All of this is on one side. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam does not bring this as a halacha, this business of mishpacha shenitma anima, and here I'll come back to Ezer in a moment.
The category as a separate halacha category.
Can you wait 1 second? Thank you. Take a look at Zor Zion. This is where the Rambam brings mishpacha shenitma. Bimei hamelach hamashiach kishetis yashiv malchuso. In the future, when Mashiach is established, everybody will have their lineage assigned based on this Ruach HaKodesh that he will have. And he quotes you the pasuk in Malachi, and Bnei Levi is Metaret Chila, V'docha She'enam Yuchasim LiYisrael, Harei Hu Omer V'yomer HaTirshas Alehem. He's quoting you from Nehemiah, Adam Od Kohen Le'urim V'tuim, Hinei Lamadata Shavruach HaKodesh V'yachzin HaMuchzakin V'modiyin HaMiyuchas V'enu M'yachis Yisrael El L'Shiftehem. However, he says the only role he's going to have is to say, you're from this Shevet, you're from that Shevet. Shemodish, Zem Shevet Ploni, Zem Shevet Ploni. Aval Eino Omer Al Shehein Bechezkes Kashra, Zem Mamzer, Zem Eved. He's not going to say, this person is a Mamzer, this person is an Eved. Shadinu, Shemishpach, Shenitmeel, Nitmeel, because the rule is, once they're mixed in, they are mixed in. Now, Ezer, what do you have?
The Ramadan is your Bia, who, after he's already said Karlei, or brings a new halacha.
Yeah.
And
read it out.
Mishpacha Shenis Arayuva.
Right, read it out.
Okay.
Do you have it in front?
I do have it in front of me.
I'm not against this. I just want to actually say. Yeah. That's exactly right. He says you have to say something.
Yes,
that's exactly right. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says as well. In a Hanami. But that's the rule that he set down for Eur.
He still has another classification.
No, that's the same classification that he gave you for Eur.
So why repeat it in different words 5 seconds later?
Because in the case of Eur, he was talking about where there is a claim that is made. Right? Read the wording from both.
Right, okay. So this one says Mishpacha
Shenitmeel. No, read the actual, like, read, I don't know, I'll just pull it off the shelf.
There's no relationship to a human being. Baskol is a distant body voice. This is Ruach HaKodesh of man, God speaking through man. That's greater significance.
It's in your test, no?
Yeah.
Your test.
They're all there.
Yeah. Oh. Whoops. This is not left.
So the Rambam doesn't have the whole thing of Mishpat Hashem.
This is what the Rambam has. Number one is in Yud Tes Yud Ches, the Rambam writes, Mishpacha Shekara Alav Ir Er. Okay, if you have an error situation, Vahu, Sheyidu Shnaim Shnis Arif Bahen Mamzer Ochala. This is what we talked about last week. Right? That to testify that a Mamzer or a Chala got mixed in, Harezu Safek, that is a Safek, and then he says, in Mishpachas Kohanim, you have to check for Imaos, and he goes into all the aims. Vimhaisa Mishpachazu Yisraelim Olivim, he says in the Lacha Yitess, then you check an additional layer, like we talked about last week, Nimtza Bodek Ezri Mahos, and then he talks about Lama Bodek Benah. Him, right? Why are we not checking the men? And the answer is with the men, it's known. And then he says, Lama Yivdo Ka'ish Kishirot Salisa Mishpachazu with the bad Chazaka, right? And not the Isha. Lo Huzuk Shiros Linasi Lepsulin. And then he has a side note about somebody who people call a Mamzer and he is quiet and what their status is. And then he says, Mishpachash Nisarev Ba Safek Chalal. And in the end, he says the same language that the Shulchan Aruch uses. Because the Shulchan Aruch is borrowing from the Rambam, or stealing, whatever, depending on how you look at it. But he says that in the event that you have a Safek Chalal or a Safek Mamzer mixed in, Asura Lechatchila, and you're going to have to do Adshi Yivdok. You're going to have to do a Bedika. In other words, what the Rambam is trying to tell you is that he believes the rule of Mishpacha Shenitma'a is only a La'asid Lavo rule. And he specifies this after going through all the rules of the Iror case in order to try to tell you that halacha that we just read, that whole machlokas and Rabbi Yitzchak and what's going to be, that's all La'asid Lavo and it doesn't apply now.
So why put this halacha here after he's done this entire conversation?
Because I might have thought that Mishpacha Shenitma'a actually is Shayach Bizmanenu, like the Ran, like the Rama think. In other words, in order to teach me that we treat Mishpacha Shenitma'a, where you know somebody is mixed in, the same as the Iror case where two people come and say, we know that there was a Mamzer in that family.
How does this teach us that?
Because he gives you the same set of rules as he did for the previous one.
He creates an entire new halacha and even uses different language at the beginning.
Because it's worded that way in the Gemara.
Exactly. So why not use that in this case of Iror?
Because Iror is talking about where two witnesses come in.
So is this?
No. This is where you know.
Okay.
You know, and it's Ari Babsul.
So, okay, that's what I had understood. And
right.
Therefore, this is different. This is an individual knowing.
But it's not, but it's the same halacha. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But it's not the two Edom came and testified this. It's not Carl.
No, it's that you know. Oh, is your point only... I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood you. Are you saying that
saying
what you would like is that the Mishpacha Shenitma thing shouldn't say Beis Edim, it should say you know.
It's not a case of your...
Got it. Okay,
and
now I understand what you're saying.
After the fact.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. So what Ezer is saying, go back to the first page, is that instead of saying Beis Edim Shenis Arev and Mishpacha Shenitma, it's you know Shenis Arev Psul.
And therefore, it has a status of Mishpacha Shenitma. The case
right.
of yours is not.
Right. Just not the Gemara, but not what the Gemara says.
Correct.
Wait,
okay.
What do you mean? Wait, could you repeat that? Please?
Yes. What it is trying to say is the following. The case of... I want to distinguish, and this is what I'm trying to show here, is distinguish between the case of what are the circumstances of Mishpacha Shenitma and what is the halacha of Mishpacha Shenitma.
Okay,
the circumstances of Mishpacha Shenitma for the Rambam and for that matter, it'll be true for everybody except for the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is going to be problematic with this. But what Ezer is saying is that Mishpacha Shenitma means you know that somebody got mixed in. As opposed to two witnesses are saying that somebody got mixed in.
But the din is the same.
The din, according to the Rambam, is the same as for the case of Iror, which is you have to do Bedika.
But not lost at love.
Correct.
Yeah. Then we're on the same page.
Thank you. The problem is going to be the Chazon Ish, because he's not going to fit with this at all. But we'll get to the Chazon Ish, God willing, when we do. Okay. But that's the idea here is you have a basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Rama, or the Rambam and the Ran, I should say, as to whether when we say Mishpacha Shenitma'a Nitma, that even though you know that there was a Mamzer mixed in, nonetheless, leave the family be, is that, as the Rambam believes, Mashiach time? But today, if I know that the family has somebody mixed in, I actually do have to do a bedika, and not only that, I have to inform others so they have to check. Or, per the Ran, the idea of nitma'ah that it's already mixed in is shayach bismaneinu. That applies now, and therefore not only do you not have an imperative to say anything, as the Rama writes it, you're not allowed to say anything.
Could we explain the logic now that we've established what...
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah, that, I mean, that's what I wanted to spend my time on. Yes, we're already half an hour in, but yes.
So how do we know that the Rambam holds that you should also inform others the zanaza?
Just the fact that he doesn't say not to, and once you know that you have some... I mean, we're going to see this in a Beis Shmuel, because he's going to make the point that if you know someone's going to get married to somebody, where if they're found out, they're going to have to divorce, of course you have to tell them now. Why set them up for a disaster later on? I would argue Lifnei Iver, although he doesn't use those words. At least the Chazkas Yaakov's definition of Lifnei Iver, which is broad. Okay. But there is a third view. Okay, we have the Ramah. We have the position of the Rambam. We have the position of the Ran. I keep jumping to the Ramah, I shouldn't. You have the Rambam and you have the Ran. And then you have this view of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish I brought you on your sheet in Source Ches, I hope. I'll flip the page and I'll find out. Okay. Chazon Ish writes, V'nira didavka eid echad hamehemen kibay trey. Oh, le'inyan livdok achar edim amrina nitma'a be'ein megalin mishpachos. He says the rule of mishpacha shenitma'a only applies if you have one aid. And the question is, should I believe him like two, or if I have one aid and I want to know, do I have to go further? Do I need to investigate further? That's where we say, Mishpacha shenitma'a nitma'a, and don't go any further once you have one aid. Aval trei aidim sheyodin zemizeh, but if you have two witnesses who know each other, it's a set. Mikri yadua larabim, then it's called publicly known, v'chayavim lahayid, and you have to testify. So the Chazon Ish believes that Mishpacha Shenitma is a case in which there is only one witness, and he thinks the Ramah believes this as well. I didn't retype the entire Chazon Ish, but he argues that the Ramah thinks so as well. This is supported by the Chalkas Machokik. And the Chalkas Machokik is actually what I said Beis Shmuel to you. It was a mistake. I meant Chalkas Machokik. Take a look at Source Test. Vayodea Pisula Eino Rasha Legalosa. Right, commenting when the Shulchan Aruch says, when the Rama says, I should say, that you're not supposed to reveal it. Lefizet, based on this, ir er treish nisbor le'el, when we talk about iror, sheheidus shnaim shnisari b'mishpacha psul mamzer ochalo, when two people say that somebody got mixed in, asu shelo kedin, what they did was wrong. Sheheidu mashein roi legalos, because they said that which should not have been said. Why did they do it? Once they do it, it's an iror case. But why did they say anything in at all? The problem is that he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, in the immediate preceding Si'if, that in the event that there's only one suffik as to whether this person is a mamzer, not a sveksveka, but there's only one suffik, the rule is that if a woman married him, she has to get divorced. Eich ein mitzvah legalos. How is there no mitzvah to inform them before they get married? Da'yom olamacha yavo edim yu'abonim suffik mamzerim. How can you think that? Val Haran Shemimenu, Novea Divera, etc. Shekasav Zeh, Aimless Ma. He says, I have no problem with the Ran. Duhu, Efshar married the Psul Shein Mavurur. It could be he's talking about where the Psul is not clarified. Rashachshash Kol Yotze, like Rashi's definition. Right? That it's just a rumor. Right. Val Zekoi, Dinotarchlodia, Rakwitz Nuim. Aval Shne Eidim Sheyodin, which is the Rambam's definition and the Machaber's definition, Sheyodin Mitarovas Psul, Rachok Lomar Shaloya Idu, Mehasha Banam Sheyvadim, Safik Mamzer. How could they not? So that supports the idea of a Chazon Ish. That if there are two witnesses, you're not willing to say nitma. Now they have to go tell, and it's an error is in fact an accurate thing. It's a correct thing for them to do. That's the idea. Okay. Rabbi Yossi takes the position in Ayin Beis Amud Beis in Source Yud as well that Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. I'm going to jump it, not because it's not interesting, but in the interest of time. But you can see it there from Ayin Beis Amud Beis. It is worth noting, and I'm just going to mention it briefly, the Mordechai has a problem, because there's a Gemara in Yevamos, Yud Zayin, which I brought you in Source Yud Beis, in which they talk about a place called Harpanya. And they say that there were people there who had psulim, they had disqualifications within their family, and that's a psul that has no way to correct it. So the Mordechai says, what do you mean? There's no recourse. Of course there's recourse. Mishpacha Shemaniva. Why isn't there recourse? So that goes Mordechai in Source Yid Aleph says, yeah, because it's a machlokes. Meaning it's a machlokes, whether we say nitma anitma or not. Okay, again, that's a side note, and in the interest of time, I'm not really spending time on it. The Ran and the Chazut Ish take this as halacha. They say, as we've already noted, Mishpacha Shnitma Nitma means that one may let people marry into a family. And the Ramah's wording, as we've already seen, is that even if it was a Vade Mamzer who was mixed in, but remember I said to you in the beginning, half an hour ago, that it may only mean where a Suffolk was mixed in. And that's the Tur's language. The Tur in Yud Gimel says Mishpacha Shnitma is not talking about where a Vade Mamzer got mixed in. He says, Mikomako Mishpacha Shnitzari Bas Suffolk Psul. It's that there was a suffix who got mixed in. Then you don't need to distance it. Shekulam tarim lazilavo. And he says that's only for Yisrael, but a Kohen will not be allowed to marry in. The Yamshal Shlomo says this as well in Source Yadalit. The Yamshal Shlomo writes, Marshal, v'hai mishpacha shenitma dekaamer. When we talk about mishpacha shenitma, hainu shenisarev bas suffix psul. It means that a suffix got mixed in. Like the tour that we just saw in Yud Gimel. That's fine even now. But if it's a vadai who got mixed in, then you would not be allowed to marry. Even though in the future Elio isn't going to say anything. And this is the first step in answering the question that I know everyone's waiting for, which is, why does Mishpacha Shnitma work? So his answer is, because it's only talking about where Suffolk got mixed in, and it's a Sfek Sfeika. Number one, maybe the person who got mixed in wasn't the Mamzer. And even if they were, who says that the person I want to marry now is from them? So therefore, it's a Sfek Sfeika. That's his position as he mentions it here. That's the position of the Yamshal Shlomo. We're going to come back to him. We're not done with him. But that's the idea. So you have a machlokes here as to whether Mishpacha Shenitna applies where a Vadai Mamzer was mixed in. The Ramah says even a Vadai, but the Tur and the Yamshal Shlomo disagree and say it's only a Safek. I just wanted to note one other element for you within this position of the Tur and the Yamshal Shlomo. Look at the Beis Shmuel, Source Tesvav. In this Arab Safik Mamzer b'mishpacha Mutter Yisrael Lisa Men Osa Mishpacha Af Lechatchila. If a Safik Mamzer got mixed in, a Yisrael is allowed to marry that into that family, even Lechatchila. Meaning, it's not just about do I have to tell somebody else who wants to get married. I get an invitation in the mail and I think, uh-oh, well, I guess I can't say anything. Right? They send out the invitations. It's not nice. But this guy himself, someone comes to him and says, you know, I know a great girl. I think this would be a perfect match for you. Right? And he knows that there's a suffix mixed in. That's fine. Mishpacha Shnitma Nitma, Lechatchila, he is allowed to marry into that family on the strain, presumably, of the Sfek Sfeika, although we'll talk more about the logic right now.
Yes, the Yamshal Shlomo also seems to say Lechatchila.
That even for the guy who knows? Yeah, no, but Sharia Afa Idna means Bizman Azeh as opposed to waiting for Mashiach.
Yeah, but Sharia means.
Yeah, but I don't know if Sharia means for him or if Sharia means not to inform others. I'm not as convinced. The Beis Shmuel is explicit.
Right, okay.
But Vadai doesn't say whether it's Mutra Begalis or not. Can you reveal that?
I think once you say that people are allowed to marry in the Chatchila,
no,
I would
he
go
said
with
also for him to marry.
Who are you reading?
Yidalud.
Oh, Yidalud, the Yamshal Shlomo?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in the Vadai case?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, in the Vadai case, right. Mishpacha Shnitma of Vadai Psul, also is Chazin Ba. That's interesting. What would he say regarding revealing it? I'm not sure.
In the case of a Vadai Mamzer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vadai Mamzer got mixed in, not where you know who the Mamzer is. If you know who the Mamzer is, then no one says Nitmea. The question is in the case where you know that a Vadai got into the family.
It's not the Ramah?
But the Yamshel Shlomo was arguing for the position of the Tur, that it's that Mishpach Shenitmeh is only with a suffix. So that's the question. Within that view, if you take the Tur Yamshel Shlomo view, what will they say regarding a Vaday? Do you divulge it? For sure it's usher to get married. The question is, do you divulge it? I think the answer is going to be yes. But I can't think of proof for that right now. Okay, so why does this whole thing work? A mishpacha shenitma'a? And I ask another question: will it apply to other psulim? What if it's an eved shenitma? What if it's a halal shenitma? Right? What are the rules going to be in those cases? So there are two logical arguments for mishpacha shenitma'a that seem to apply not just to mamzer but to other psulim as well. The first one is what we already saw from the Yamshel Shlomo. Right? Sfek Sfeika. Mm-hmm. Presumably that'll apply to a Safek Eved, a Safek, you know, anything, maybe not Halal because we treat Kohanim differently, but pretty much anything other than Halal. So that's one argument. The Sefer HaMakneh offers you another approach. And he harks back to the Gemara. Remember we said in the Gemara the idea that Mishpach Shnitma is tzedakah from Hashem? So he mixes that in, and he makes this a Yoredeya discussion. Take a look at Source Tezayin. Source Tezayin, he writes, the Betchila, what did I do here with the Beis Shmuel? Why is he there? Oh, no, the Beis Shmuel is what I said before, that even the person who knows is allowed to marry in. Okay. The Sefer HaMakneh writes, the Betchila b'shnis arvu psule b'stocha mishpacha have a batli barov. He says it's a bittul issue. The mamzer got mixed into the family. Presumably, he's not the majority of the family. So therefore, he's batul barov. The chol parish, mu'ah parish. Ach la'achar kamadoros shnis arvu zebazet. They get mixed in after a bunch of generations. V'kai malan dehavlad holech achar apsul. The rule is that if a mamzer marries someone who's not a mamzer, the kid is a mamzer. So nimtza sheyimatzei b'mishpacha ro psule. You could have a situation in which you have majority psulim now in that family or that sub branch of the family. As you go down, I don't know how you define the mixture. How many doros count for this mixture? But that's the example. That's the way he's looking at it.
Dora
Siri, Dora V, I don't know. Vavilo Hachi Amrinam, but look what he says. Amrinam Rishon Batel, it doesn't matter. We say, Kama Batel. Each one by one, at the end of the family, are Batel. Velo Amrinam Chose Veneir. And we don't apply the principle of Chose Veneir. Chose Veneir means, theoretically, that if I have, you know, the classic Biddul question, right? So if you drop some milk, mix it, you know, land on the meat, and you say that, well, there were Batel in the meat when they got absorbed, and that's it. Or a little bit of meat fell into your milk, your dairy soup, whatever it is, you say that they're bata, but what happens if the majority turns out to be from your disqualifying element? We may have a case for a chozer v'neor, that whatever it was that was mixed in is now reawakened and will postle the mixture. He says, we don't say chozer v'neor here. V'zeu hatzaka sheyasa kodesh baruch hu. That's the tzaka b'shpacha shenitma'a. That's the argument of the Sefer HaMakneh, is that it's a bittul point. I thought that was fascinating. Then again, that should apply not just to mamzer. That'll apply to other psulim as well. Jerry. Bilbelas ha'umos.
Is that what he's saying?
Not exactly. Sancheriv is not a bittul argument. Sancheriv is an argument if we lost everybody's tax. We don't know who's who anymore.
We don't know here.
No, but this is an idea that halachically there's actually bittul. It's a different. I think I would view it as different. There's a third approach. You want to ask for it? There's a third approach which will apply to anyone who has a severe psul, the Beis Shmuel in Source Yedzayim. O nira mishas hanal, davka mamzerim unesinim de'enam ro'uyim lavo bakal v'nitzme'u ein megalin. It's only the mamzer and the nasin, because they can't marry anybody. Right, they're stuck. I mean, a mamzer can marry a mamzeres. But that's it. So those people ain megalin. We don't reveal. Aval chalalin yeshlam takad. Al chalal can marry somebody. Lischatim b'Yisraelim. He can marry Yisrael. What's the big deal? There are a lot more of us than there are of the Kohanim. Gam Eliyahu lo asid yigale. And in any case, Eliyahu is going to reveal it. Lachain amar Rav Yosi mamzer munesinim taharim lo asid. So so he says it's the mamzer and the nasin who are able to marry in because they have tight limitations on their marriage prospects. But everybody else, you're going to get revealed in the future anyway, Mr. Chalal. So you know, go off, marry Yisrael, and be okay. That's the that's what you do. That's the Beis Shmuel's logic. So we have three approaches now to justify mamzer shenitma'a. The first two, svexveka or bittul, will apply to any psul, apparently. The third approach, the approach that it's, well, we feel really bad for him because he can't marry anybody, so we'll say that for nasin and mamzer. Then I have three more approaches, which are limited to mamzerim. These only apply to mamzer situations. First, we flip on to Soros Yuches from the Tshuva of the Ma'arit. Ma'arit writes regarding this Mishpacha Shenitme idea. Vodani Mosif Lomar, Dechisharya Rachmana Lesfeka Be'in Psulim Legamri Sharinhu. Sorry, Be'in Psulim Legamri Sharinhu. That when we say that Mida Oraisa, a Suffolk Mamzer is fine, I didn't bring you the Gemara on this. The Gemara says that a Suffolk Mamzer is fine to Oraisa, it's only the Rabbanon that he's a problem. We saw this Gemara when I did Mamzer discussions in Elulzman. So we said a Suffolk Mamzer Mida Oraisa is fine. He says, the Suffolk Mamzer is fine. That means Legamri Sharinu. He's entirely fine. It's not, you don't have to be Choshesh for him, but if you find out. No. Suffolk Mamzer is kosher. That's what the Gemara is saying. Gemul Perakas Sarah Yuchsin. Damrinon Mishpacha Shnitme Adnitma, Klomer Shemisho Deb Pisula, Eno Rasher Legalosa, right? Following along the lines of the Ran. So his position, and it's not just the Maharit, I just brought it because he was a nice, concise presenter of the idea, is a Safek Mamzer is biblically Mutter. That's unique. You don't find that by other Psulim. This is Xeris HaKasov. For Mamzer, for those who remember the Gemara. And so therefore you don't reveal it. And that's why we'll say Mishpacha Shenei B'Adifa, Tzeres HaKasav, Safek Mamzer, even though it's possible Mide Rabbanan, but because Mide Oraisa, he's 100% Kasher Lagamri, therefore Mishpacha Shenei B'Adifa.
Therefore, it applies
only to Mamzer. We don't have this for any other psulim. So that's our fourth idea. And then you have my last two ideas are Rav Moshe ideas. The first one I believe Rav Moshe rejects, but it's too interesting to not mention it. He floats this idea, which if anybody else said it, I would say, you got to be kidding me. But he's Rav Moshe, and therefore I have no standing whatsoever. Take a look at your test. The question he's addressing is marrying a woman from a family where mamzerus was mixed in, is that permitted for someone who doesn't know the status? And the reason why, if you know a particular person is a mamzer, you do have to reveal it. That's what he's discussing. It's not that they become entirely permitted when they get mixed in. I should have bolded this line. The isser is only for you who know that this person is an eved or a mamzer. Even if you don't know that mamzer is asur, but you know this person is a mamzer, then it's asur for you. There is no iser to marry somebody who is a mamzer if you don't know they are a mamzer. This isn't like aver b'shogeg. This isn't like aver b'ones. This is no iser. So nothing bad has happened because they don't know.
What happens retroactively?
Yeah, he says nothing. And therefore, you can't reveal it because of the honor of the ksherim in the family who are now going to have a problem. Even if he's not mixed in, there's a guy who I know is a mamzer and nobody else knows. There's no issa for them to marry him. He says, generally, with Isurim, the physical item is Asur, right? This is a piece of Chazer. It is Asur. I don't care whether you know where it came from or not. Or an action is Asur. I'm not allowed to wear Shatneis, right? Whether I know it's Shatneis or not, I'm not allowed to wear Shatneis. So the Isur happens. Who cares what you know? Achlin Oshin, as far as being punished, so then we'll discuss. Was it Mazin? Was it Shogin? Was it Onis? The first bolded line, the Mamzer Havi Hayidia Chelek Beha Isser. Knowing it is part of the Isser. Shais Chadnus Vais Karvus Mamzerus Vahavdus Beksheros Hu Ha Isser. Velo Etzem Ha Ish. The Isser is the act of bringing yourself close to Mamzerim. And if you don't know you're doing it, you're not doing it at all. And he says, the only only analogy he can give is Hilchos Shabbos. We've gone from Yerodeya to Arachayim.
Right.
Uchein ze matzino, the second bold line. Uchein ze matzino b'mlacha Shabbos. Shem lo yada sha'osa malacha, ein shum iser.
But it's shogeg.
No,
it's not.
Malachas machshavas lasra tara, but lo nechshav sha'osa malacha. Av shakapanim nasis hamalacha biyadav.
That's why it's called malachas machshavas for Shabbos. That's exactly.
This is a wild idea. I don't know what he's talking about. Like I said, if anybody in Beis Medrash would say this, I would slap them. What are you talking about? But he's your Moshe, and everybody's going to slap me back. The sorry. That's why you sit there. Okay, now I know.
There is idea. Wow.
It's a wild idea. And even Ramosha, I believe, rejects it in the end. I don't think Ramosha comes out accepting it. It's a little hard because Ramosha's tshuvas are complex. But I don't think in the end he likes this idea. I think in the end he drops this idea in favor of what you'll see in source Chaf. He has more. You should read more. Read what I brought here and then go back to the original and read more.
I love the idea of making it completely just a legal construct of no inherent value whatsoever.
Correct.
But on the other hand, if retroactively you find out, what about kids?
Yeah, I understand the problem. We have 10 minutes left, so I really have some things that need to be said here. The other idea that he brings further along, which I think is what he adopts to explain this, is that mamzer in a mixture is mutter. Sort of shades of the Maharid, who said suffik mamzer is mutter. So take a look at source Chav. V'lachin lo yigal Eliyahu. V'av shu yodeya v'beru ki mihu ha-mamzer v'ha-eved v'yotze chalatzav. V'im gein ein kan ta'arovos. Kevin sheyachal levarer tzarech lomar. De kevin di idiyaso hum yidiyas nevua eino klum l'shanos hadin shenas alafi yidiyas b'nei adam. He says, even though Eliyahu knows who is a mamzer and who is not, and Eliyahu could say so, and what he said would be binding. You might say, well, why? It's Nivua and Lo Bashamayim. He says, no. That which Eliyahu HaNavi knows, not as a Navi, he just knows it. I'm sorry, that which he knows as Nivua, I shouldn't say that. Eino kol mashanos hadin shnas al fidyas bnei adam. That which he knows via Nivua is not able to change.
Right.
That which is the din. De la fidyasenu nitna ha-Torah. The Torah is given based on what we know. Umadahutr b'din Torah barov v'chazaka v'edim u'chadomim mutter gam klape shemaya. If something is mutter under our laws, it is mutter under Shemayim as well. Avim yadua sham she'ein okein. Even if God knows it's not true. De lo v'shamayim he. V'lachein kafisha maser ledili don ba'aretz, ledin ba'aretz, kein hu hadin behechleit. Whatever is the law based on the system of din that has been given to us, that's the din in Shemayim. Din lo kein, because if not, lo haisa hatara materes, shiyoru v'yidonu, din sheker. If not, Hashem would not have allowed us to be done. He wouldn't be matirid in the first place. It wouldn't make any sense. Can you just wait for 11:30? Sorry, wait for 11:30 to do it, please. Thank you. He says, Din lo kein, lo haisa hatara materes, shiyoru v'yidonu, din sheker. It wouldn't make any sense whatsoever for us to have a din sheker, to have a lie, and that in Shemayim they're saying, oh, that's no good what they did over there. It must be that if it's done by our procedures, then it is mutter. And he says, therefore you have to assume that that's the way this works. V'lachin, kevin shad ato hayeter gomor l'ischati mishpach hazu, ubeheter nischatu be'od mishpach haz machma shepsule kal mutarin b'ta'a robos. Since it was mutter to get married until now, hayeter gomor gam klape shemaya lo yuchel yobin v'wasu l'poslam. 100% mutter. So that's your last explanation. And again, I think that's unique to mamzer. I don't think that he's trying to apply that beyond mamzer. Sorry?
Navi,
not the last, but he retracts that in the previous one. I believe so.
Navi has two functions. One was a Mora Halacha, and one was a Navi. They went not together.
Right.
It's the same for Elio. That's what he's saying.
Yes. I want to make sure to get through the last points on this. So, where it is publicly known that a mamzer is mixed in, Yadua L'Rabim was the phrase that we used, then we don't say that that Nitma. That's a different story. The Ramah says if somebody knows, then he has to investigate before marrying in. That's considered Yadua L'Rabim. I brought it in Chaf Aleph. He says, Kol zeh davka misha yodeya badavar. That's if you know of it, then indeed you're going to have to investigate. Now the Ramah sounds like that's even if one person knows, right? That makes it known. Is that really true. So the Ritva in Kiddushin Ayin Aleph, sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, but the same thing is true for something mounted at the end of the line. That's the language they copy from the Rambam. The Ritva in Kiddushin sounds like also even one person's knowledge makes it known. Now it's considered Yadua. But the Chazon Ish does not like this. Chazon Ish thinks our Ramah has a typo. If you take a look at Chav Beis, he says, Yesh l'ayin b'mishpacha shenitma im yesh al hayachid iser mamzerus k'shiyadua lo. He says, we should examine the mishpacha shenitma, is there an issue for a yachid if he knows? Can he marry? U'mistaber dekeven shenitma v'huchshara gamal hayodeya ein iser. I think that he's allowed to marry l'chatzchila, like we were suggesting before. Even if he knows. V'loshen harama, who writes, V'chol zedavka l'mishi yodeh v'davar mashma da'asura lo. Mi u'loshen harama, enem esfari shafir. D'lam alele memer l'mishi yodeh. Lema b'yaduah l'rabin. Why did the Rama say, Mishi yodeh? He should have said, Yaduah l'rabin. V'ula yishto sofrim, v'tarach lomer v'chol zedavka b'davar yaduah. Not yodeh b'davar, but davar yaduah. Look, he's the Chazon Ish. You don't like to take it up with him. One person's knowledge is not like yaduah l'rabin, and l'chatzchila you would be allowed to marry in. The problem I have with this is that is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Edyos. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Edyos, which deals with this, says Elio is only mekarev. He's not merachek. So he's not going to distance the yaduah. He's not going to distance the Yiduim, even if the Yiduah l'Rabim, apparently. So Chazon Ish explains in Source of Dalet, he asks the question, and his answer, I'm going to say it outside in the interest of time, is that the Richuk of Psulim Yiduim is part of the general Shmiras HaMitzvos of the future. It's not about Eliyahu having some special trait of being Merachik. What the Mishnah Edyos is saying is, in the future, time of Mashiach, people are going to be more careful in mitzvos, and therefore if somebody has a psul yadua, they're going to naturally stay away. That's the way to read what's going to happen in the future. Elio's unique characteristic, what's special to him, is the opposite, the trait of being Makari of those who were thought to be Pasul. That's what Eliyahu was going to do. There's more to say on that. I realize I rushed that, but I apologize. You can see what I brought you in Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. If a psul is hidden intentionally, it's very clear that that one may not marry. That I think is fairly straightforward. But the last bit is the concept that we mentioned from the Gemara of telling tsnuim. What about telling the chacham telling their talmidim? So we saw an ayin aleph chacham tell their students once in a shmita. The Rama in Eben Ezer Beis Hay brings that. Why are you bringing that? Why are you telling anybody? I thought you just told me that mishpach shenimah nimah. Why should you transmit this information? So the Ran offers you an explanation in Source Chaf Hei, the Yom Shel Shlomo that I quoted you before. Kedushin Dalet Gimel brings more on this as well, but I brought you the Ran here. Umiyu Efsher Sheroy Legalosa Litznuin Kedeshelo Yidav Kubahem. That you tell the tsnuins that they don't stick or deal yidbeku b'hem. Ava pi shem hayu nidbakem b'lo yidia lo haya sham iser klal. Even though if they were to get married, it would be fine. Ava b'nei she'ein hazera mucham l'kedusha u'latahara. But because the kids are not eligible then for kedusha v'tahara, meaning the kids are mamzerim, he believes there's something inherently mamzerish about them, even if it's mutter to marry them. Hashem will only be mashrish chinasa, whatever that means. He will only communicate with those who are from mishpachas miyuchasos. Therefore, kasher adavar legalos and letznuin. You tell the tznuin, even though halacha you're allowed to get married, nonetheless, we're going to tell the tznuin in order to prevent a situation in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashrish chinasa on them. I have to say, this requires even an explanation, but that's the idea behind what you saw in the Gemara there about being a galav that's new. And that completes our look at Mamzerim. God willing, next week we are going to talk Ptsua Daka. Probably for most of next week's year, if not the entire, there may be an opportunity for us to start on the next topic, which neither of us know what the next topic is. Did you look it up? Okay, so next week is either all Ptsua Daka or mostly Ptsua Daka. We will have to see. God willing, I will send down my Mekomos, Motzai Shabbos. Thank you very much.